We're here on Rosh Hashanah, first day, Nastam. We're here Motzei, Yontev in Eretz Yisrael, just chazering over the daf that we learned yesterday, in the middle of the day, right here in the Beis Medrash, full Beis Medrash of people. It's unbelievable. What a Kiddush Hashem. Today's shiur is sponsored by Barak Hachstetter, to Rebellion for his amazing hard work and dedication. He's an example to all of us. Thanks, Barak. And by the one and only Mark Ashkenazi, in appreciation of Rebellion, all the MDY staff. It's unbelievable. Each and every one of the staff, without them, the shiur wouldn't be what it is. I'm privileged to have the unique opportunity to see firsthand all that is done day in and day out for the success of the shiur. May Hashem, like tonight, you'll see, if you have a phone, turn it off, because you probably start getting messages 2, 3 in the morning from Yosef as these shiurim come out. He'll be up all night, Baruch Hashem. And then tomorrow he has to fast. May Hashem grant you the strength to continue this avodas hakodesh. Best wishes for ksiv chsima toiva, a good, gebenched yar, yishkoyach. So here we go. We are doing Daf Zayin now. And the riddle is, it was a very poor riddle because everybody knew the answer, but it's good to say it anyways, because just in case you're listening at home, it might throw you for a loop. How many eggs does a bat lay?
No eggs.
It's a nail.
Yeshua, you cheater. He was here yesterday. He was listening. A bat is a mammal. A bat is like a mouse. It does not lay eggs. It actually gives birth, which is a big chiddush. A bird giving birth. It's not a bird. All right. Why am I asking that? Because we're going to have a little bit, the Gemara says, a mefurish. It gives birth at night. Only at night. So, we're in the middle of a sugya here. On the, like, two-thirds down, Vav Amud Beis, it says, Omer Avun Omer Rav, Beitza Im Yitziyasa Nigmara, that an egg, as it leaves the chicken, it's finished. B'negeh to what? Why is it finished? Where is it finished? So one pshat we had is that it's negeh to the fact that if it leaves the body of the chicken, then it could hatch into a chick. But if it never left the body, it cannot physically hatch into a chick. Nafkamina for what? If a person wants to bring up chickens, and he goes to the store and he asks for chickens that, or eggs that are going to hatch into chickens, and they give him eggs that were found within the chicken. They never left the chicken. So it's a mekach tos. He has to get his money back. Says the Gemara, here we are, six lines from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Ahuda Omar, Lu, Be'ed Dichron Leman, Be'ed Dichron Leman. I'm looking for fertilized eggs. Anybody have fertilized eggs? Yo'avale Be'ed Sofna Ma'ara. So they gave him eggs that were heated from the ground. Says Rashi, if a chicken doesn't get heated by a male, then it needs some sort of heat source. It can't just lay eggs. It needs the heat of the ground. Gets the heat of the ground, then it can lay unfertilized eggs. He asks for fertilized eggs, they give him unfertilized eggs. Also, Kameh the Rebami, he goes to Rebami with his eggs, Omer lo, Mekach Tosu, Vahodar, Rebami Paskins, it's a Mekach Tos, therefore you deserve your money back. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course he gets his money back. Says the Gemara, so comes a tremendous chiddush. Chiddush that I wasn't aware of until this sugya. I was under the impression that if you go to the store and you ask for a specific item, you say, I want geshmak, a juicy meat from the United States, and they give you very, very tough meat from Poland. So you think it's a mekach tos. Give your meat back. I asked for this, you gave me that. No. The halacha would be, you just get the difference in price. American meat is $100 a pound, and the Polish meat is $8 a pound. So you get $92 difference. Great. That is the halacha. The only time you get all your money back is when it's a completely different item. If it's a different quality of item, then you get the difference in money. So the Gemara says, I would think that he wanted a fattier egg. He's asking for the fertilized egg because it's a little fattier. And if it's fattier, then he keeps his eggs. He just gets the difference in the money. No. Says Rabbi Ami, he gets all his money back because what he was asking for is a fertilized egg so he could have chicks. And they gave him an egg that can make scrambled eggs. It's a completely different product. And therefore, he gets all his money back. Now I have another pshat. So that's the continuation of the pshat. Why does Gemara talk about, why does Rav talk about an egg that leaves the body? Who cares? We care. Because if it leaves the body of the chicken, then it could hatch. Another pshat. What does it mean? Im yitzias ruba nigmara. It's coming to tell us a chiddush that 51% is enough of a leida. It's considered it came out completely. And therefore what? Benegeah to what? Benegeah to yantif. We learned, according to Beis Hillel and this Rabbi Paskin, that an egg that was laid on yantif, you cannot use its mukta, whatever, noilad. But if this egg came out 51% from the chicken and went back into the chicken, you could use this egg. It was already laid erev yantif. Ukder Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Beitzes Shiyatza Ruba Merev Yantif V'Chazra. If the egg was laid 51%, but then went back into the chicken, Muteres Lachal Yantif. As we're going to see on Amud Beis, very very rare case, hardly ever happens. There's other things that are rare and are more shechiach than this. Nevertheless, okay, so let's recall this Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if the egg came out 51%, and then it goes back into the chicken, you're allowed to eat it on yantif, it's considered as if it was laid. V'kidomar, there's some that argue. Ma'im yitzios enigmara fakert. What's Rav coming in the Chadish? That it has to be completely laid, because if it's only 51%, that's not considered a laid egg. Im yitzias kula enigmara, only the complete laying of the egg. Im yitzias kula in, Avarubalai, 51% is not considered late. Ula pukim in the Rabbi Yochanan. And to exclude Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't go according to this Ikedo Amar. Gufa, Ashech Zatan and Goyles and Matzah, Babetzim Gemurais. If you shecht a chicken and you find completed eggs, Mutara Isla Achlam Bechalav. Right? We know one of the tricks of making scrambled eggs is you sprinkle a little bit of milk in there. Tastes better. You're allowed to put milk and eggs. It's not basar. So what happens if you open up a chicken and you find inside the chicken a liver? Could you mix milk with the liver? Absolutely not. And what if you open up a chicken and you find an egg inside? Could you mix milk with the egg? Yeah. If it's gomer. What's gomer? So Tysus over here says, we're talking about that it has a completed yolk. It doesn't mean gomer that it has a shell. Because it had a shell, okay, so who cares? It's inside a chicken. It's very separate than the chicken. It's within a shell. Says Tyson, no, it's exposed. It's a yolk that's exposed in the chicken, and that's the chiddush. Since it's complete, it's not part of the chicken. Big chiddush. Yeah? I think that's a big chiddush. Says the Gemara, Mutar Zlachal Mechal, Rabbi Yaakov Oymer, if they were attached to the ovaries, asurois. It's still part of the chicken. It's like any other meat. It's attached to the artery, to the ovary. So who's this? Who said this following statement? Oh. So it goes like this. When it comes to a kosher bird, there's a huge chiddush. And that is that a bird, unlike any other animal that is metama after it dies, it gives off tuma. A bird, a kosher bird, after it dies, you can lift it up, touch it, do whatever you want. You don't become tame. You only become tame when you eat it, when you swallow it. But you have to be swallowing the basar part of the bird, the parts of the bird that you swallow that don't make you tame. For instance, Minashalal shel beitzim, shlal shel beitzim. In other words, eggs that are attached to the ovary, that is not part of the chicken. And therefore, when you swallow that, you don't become tummy. Min ha'atzamos, and if you eat bones, bones are not considered part of the bird. Umin ha'gidim, sinews, umin ha'basar shenitlas shmin ha'chai. You have a live chicken running around, but a piece of it was cut off from the chicken, eiver min ha'chai, and you ate it, it's not nevela. So you're not tummy. Tahar. Min ha'eshkol shebeitzim. If you ate, now the Gemara understands, eshkol shebeitzim, the ovary itself, umina kurkavan, or from the pupik, the crap. Some people use this soup, different things.
Best soup.
Best soup, says Yosef. The best soup. Nebuch. No, these are craps, not gizzards. Yeah, gizzards? Okay, call it whatever you want. We call it gross, you call it gizzard, whatever. Ubnei mayin, and intestines. Because if people eat the stuff, they'll eat the intestines, they do kishka, they eat the kurkavan. Oishim chesa chaylev ugmai. Or you liquefy the chaylev and you drink it. Now that's a big chiddush. Because when the Torah talks about becoming tamei from a bird, the Torah uses the lashon achila. And over here you're sipping it down, you're drinking it. So I would think that doesn't make you tamei, it makes you tamei. So man tana min ha'shalo shel beitzim tahor. So we're saying that if you eat eggs that are attached to the ovary, not the ovary, eggs, you are tahor. What does that mean? That it's not part of the chicken. Omer Rav Yosef, the lo ikir b'Yakov, the ikir b'Yakov, ha'omar m'hoyu ma'oriz begidim asurois. Rav Yaakov is of the opinion that if the eggs are attached to the ovary, you cannot add milk to it, meaning that it's part of the chicken. And all of a sudden, over here it says that if you eat the eggs, it's not part of the chicken. How do I know it's not part of the chicken? Because you don't become tummy. So it can't be the same man da'amar. The man da'amar that says that you cannot add milk to an egg that's in the chicken is not the same man da'amar that says that you don't become tummy from it. Because they're contradicting each other. Omar le Abaye Mimai. Says Abaye, who told you? Maybe it doesn't contradict. Maybe it's the same svar. You could distinguish. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, that's Issa de Rabbanan. The Torah says, it's a Gdi Basar B'chalav Bishul. We're not talking about a chicken. So Rabbanan said it's also. So Rabbanan said it's also. I'm going to tell you, you know what? Even when the egg is inside the chicken, you shouldn't add milk. I'll add to the Rabbanan's gzera. Avalin yin tumaloi. But Rabbanan never said that this is tummy. They said it's possible chol. They didn't say it's tummy. Now why should I make the distinction? Because we need to understand and remember that in those days it was all about tum and tahira. We have no clue. We're all tummy. We don't know what we're doing. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it was all, everybody was very, very careful with tum and tahira. And they got tahiras, they got this, and they used to be makbati b'tahir. So I cannot just add gzeris and say, oh, all that food is tummy. All this is that. Because it's going to mess people up. They're not going to have what to eat. So we're not going to add tumah. But we'll tell you, don't cook milk with chickens that are inside of eggs that are inside of chicken. That we can do. Vigan the Amri, and some learn the sugya slightly different. Not that the eshkol is an ovary. Rather, it's talking about, both are talking about the eggs. Shalal and eshkol, both talking about eggs. Just one is slightly more distant than the other one. Man danam in eshkol, shal beitzim tamei. It's not so attached, and the eshkol is attached. Omer Rabbi Yosef, eshkol is attached, shlal is not attached. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, do amar m'hoyu ma'oyreis begidin asurois. Ragav holds that if it's somewhat attached, it's asur. Who told you that eshkol means eggs that are attached to the ovary? Dilma eshkol gufei. On that he says, I don't understand. Who told you that eshkol means eggs that are attached to the eshkol? Maybe it's the eshkol itself. If that's the case, eshkol gufei, ma'lameimro. Well, if you're talking about the ovary, of course the ovary is part of the chicken. And if you eat it, you become tamei. What's the chiddush? No, there is a big chiddush. Why? We just spoke about a pupik and intestines. I have to tell you, all these items, they're part of the chicken. Why? Because maybe people don't eat it. So I'm telling you, no, there are people like Yosef. They're the best, it's the best thing. This gala, it's unbelievable. Or this intestine, this kishkis. People love this stuff. I'm not trying. The kivin, the ike into the loyachle, it's the lashmin. I know. Now he's going to come with the whole pot, the whole, I know. We cover the yantav. Achanami, kivin, the ike into the loyachle, it's the lashmin. There are people, a normal human being doesn't eat an ovary. So I need to be mechadashi, you should know. It is considered, they sell in the restaurants called sweetbreads. They put the chayz, the brains, and the this, and the ovaries also. There are people that eat it. Great. Turn on bonon. This is halacha l'maisa. That what? Kol shetashmishu b'yayim, noyla b'yayim. Anything that mates during the day, gives birth during the day. And only during the day. The Gemara is using this as very, very exclusive. It's only during the day. And it'll be a nafkamina l'maisa. Kol shetashmishu b'layla, noyla b'layla. If they mate at night, they only give birth at night. Kol shetashmishu b'yayim 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 b'layla. If it's both day and night, noyla b'yayim b'layla. Kol shetashmishu b'yayim, noyla b'yayim, zutar n'goylas. A chicken only mates during the day. Me'mela, it only gives birth, it only lays an egg during the day. Kol shetashmishu, we were learning chulin. So people asked me like, so what was the biggest mistake you ever made, like giving a shir? I make a lot of mistakes, just like simple pshat, I'll say the wrong pshat. But once in chulin, I said, I don't know if I was serious, like a pregnant chicken. I was talking about a pregnant chicken, like for a few minutes. Right. Okay, fine. Anyways, I almost made the mistake again. Now I said gives birth, it lays an egg. What mates at night and only gives birth at night? Noilad. Over here it's noilad. But chicken also said noilad. It's not such a raya. Zuataleif. A bat. I have a picture of it. Some bats are not so nice to look at. This one is pretty cool. Here's its baby. It gives birth. Whatever. If you look closely, it's like it's a mammal. It's basically a flying rat or whatever you want to call it. It's a mammal. It's a peloplane to think about it. That, you know, you take a rat, add wings, like a shborchu, add wings, and it could fly with radar, sonar, whatever. It's unbelievable. Pitch black. And what's during the day and during the night? Human beings who give birth day, night, no problem. Or all other animals that are similar to humans. The bottom line, why did Gemara have to tell us this? We're not a science book. We have to tell it's telling us some sort of halacha. Look at the Rav Mori, Bered the Rav Kano. Domar Rav Mori Bereder Rav Kana, Bodek Bikino Shatana Goylem Merev Yontif. Fascinating halacha. You walk into the chicken coop and you checked and you couldn't find a single egg in there. V'leim Matzah Ba'Beitza, Ulam Machar Hishkim U'Matzah Beitza. Hishkim means before Alayz HaShachar, before daybreak, you walk in there and you find an egg. Muteris. It's Yontif. We're talking about Yontif morning before Shul. You get up in the morning early, it's still dark outside, you go into the chicken coop and you find an egg. When was this egg laid? Two options. During the night or before Yontif. If it was during the night, you can't eat the egg. Beisa Shanal de Yontif, first Mishnah, first line, can't use the egg according to Beisa. But if it was laid Erev Yontif, now, since we know that a chicken only lays eggs during the day, so the Gemara takes this as a fact. It's a metzias. It cannot lay during the night. So the fact that you found an egg during the night means it was laid during the day when it was still Erev Yontif. And maybe you could eat the egg. I checked the coop and it wasn't there. So two things either happened. Either you didn't check well, but let's say you really, really checked. It's, not, it's impossible. It's just it's this big and I looked and it wasn't there. So then there's another option. Maybe it was laid 51% the day before. And then it came out the whole complete. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's considered it was laid Erev Yontif. You just didn't see it happen. Says Gemara, Valei Bodak. You're telling me a halacha against a fact. I checked. Now, we all have children, and your children check. You know, I looked. It's not there. Look again. I looked again. And then you go for you yourself go, and you find the keys. They're right there. What do you mean? So it happens. Maybe you didn't check well. Well, we learned halacha Rabbi Yochanan. It comes at 51%. Went back in. So it was Noilad Erev Yontif. And then, if that happened, then it could come out completely during the night. The same case. You checked the chicken coop Erev Yontif. You couldn't find any eggs. Well, the Mocher Yishkim, you woke up before Alois HaShachar, U'matza Bo'beitza Asura. Over here, we have a contradiction. A second ago, we learned Mutter. This egg is Mutter. And now we're learning the same exact case, Asur. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, Asam B'the Safna Me'ara. Chiddush. You know, there are times that chickens lay eggs at night. You know when? When they're not fertilized. Unfertilized eggs are laid during the night as well. Safna Me'ara. By the way, I said yesterday a fascinating halacha from the Mari Bruno. Now it's very hard to understand. There's a guy here that said, "I'm taking my yarmulke. I'm not going to be Jewish anymore based on this halacha." It was wild. Mari Bruno says that he was joking. I hope it was on Rosh Hashanah. It was not on video, so he could do whatever he wants. Fine. There's a lot of things going on here yesterday because the video is off. People were saying things, random things. So, let's say we learned the halacha of Paris Neishrim, the bottom of, what is it, Gimelam and Beis, or Beis and Beis? Beis and Beis, Mizumanim. Yes, Beis and Beis. So, all the way in the bottom, Paris Neishrim. So, let's say you have fruit that fell off a tree, Ben Ashmashas. I'm telling you a fascinating halacha. It's just to push your button, just to get you nervous. A fruit fell off a tree, bein hashmashas. So bein hashmashas, suffix, we don't know if it's Friday, if it's Shabbos. What's the halacha with the fruit? Usr. Causes it suffix. And then your chicken lays an egg. And a chicken can only lay an egg during the day. So mainly your fruit become mutter. This is what Mari Bruno says. They become mutter. They were asr 5 minutes ago because it's ben hashmashas. He went to ask the Rav, what should I do with these fruit? Rav says, ben hashmashas. He looked at the clock. Between this and this time, it's ben hashmashas. Asr. A second later, after the rabbi said that it's asr, your chicken laid an egg. And a chicken can only lay an egg based on this gemara only during the day, so it must be that it's the day. And melo, your fruit become mutter. So they don't like it so much because then every ben hashmashas, I could pass him what a ben hashmashas is. Your kid was born and Benish Mosh, take a chicken, see if it lays an egg, and Mela, kids are fine. I'm just saying it was a wild shot.
Maybe saying it's a
No. Why is it a double sava? What?
Chickens are not as smart as they used to be.
In those days you should have checked. Says the Gemara. So in the first braisa, where you say that the chicken is mutter, so maybe the chicken is not fertilized, maybe the egg is not fertilized, maybe it's an unfertilized egg, and it's not a raya just because you found it in the morning before Alois, that was laid before Yontif, maybe it was laid during the night because it's an unfertilized egg and it could be laid during the night. It says Gemara, but There's a male there. So it's fertilized. But it has a choice to mate or not to mate. And maybe it didn't use the, maybe it's not fertilized. It says Gemara Maravina Gemiri, Kolecha Deik Zachar, Lesafno Me'ara. We learned in Sechz Brachas, Daf Chav Beis, that Tamil Chom should not be Motsui, it's on Shusayim, Ketarnagoylos. Tarnagoylos is a creature that if there's a male there, it's 100% guaranteed the egg is going to be fertilized. It's not the Safna Ara. How far away is this male from the female that is going to be fertilized? Omrav Gamdo Mishmei de Rav. As long as it can hear the rooster, it's going to be fertilized. The what? Fine. We're going to see in a second. We'll just say, sponsored, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, sponsored by the MD White Hill Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refus Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.AminDav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarin from Los Angeles, in honor of my own wife, who's Moiser Nefesh for Tyra. Ovad Rav Mori Uvdo at Shitim Bati. There's once a Moiser Shoya. They found an egg before Alois HaShachar, and they checked the coop the day before, and there's nothing in it. And they said, nevertheless, the egg is mutter. Why? Because there's a Zachar 60 houses away. And it must have been fertilized, and if it was fertilized, it could only come out during the day. So it must have been that it was laid Erev Yontev, and therefore the egg is mutter. V'ikin ahara lo yavro. I'm telling you, I said on Yontev yesterday that I believe this Gemara is like Kabbalah. There's some secrets going on here, because it just something is a little different here. And if there's a river, the chicken doesn't go past the river. And if there's the V'ikin mabro avro, and if there's a bridge, it will go over. Depends what kind of bridge. Be'ika mitzra loy avra. And if there's a rope bridge, like the one they tricked us into going onto in the Alps, they said, we were there with a few families. They said, yeah, we went on this bridge. It's very, very geschmack. You should take our kids. We're not going. We're going to opt out of this because we really didn't. We don't. So we weren't holding cup why they didn't want to go with us. We figured they already did it. So, but the kids wanted to go. So we take the kids. And biggest mistake in my life is I let my wife go in front of me. And we go, we're on it for like a minute. And all of a sudden you look down and it's hundreds of feet, literally hundreds of feet above the ground. And basically it's two cables stretched between two Alps. Okay. It takes 45 minutes to walk this thing. Two cables. And the steps, you step on other cables that are attached to it. And you're harnessed in and you put this thing. If you fall, you'll be caught dangling over the Alps. It's pachad pachad. Now, I jumped out of planes many times and the flying and all the stuff. This was scary. I gotta tell you, this was scarier than jumping out of a plane. The thing was swaying like this. Now, I could have probably done it half the time, but my wife was in front of me and she was walking like a snail. Crying and walking. So anyways, if there's one of these bridges, then the chicken is probably not going to take the risk. But you should know, have a uvda v'avra mitzra. There was once, I mean, I'm telling you this, it sounds like Kabbalah over here. There's once a time where the chicken actually went over that kind of bridge. I'm thinking now, we were the chickens. We were like, crying like chickens on this bridge. Of course I have a picture of it. I should have brought the video. Of course we have pictures. So one time in my life I was a little scared. What? Send you the picture? Wow. Yeah, but my wife is going to be in it because she was in front of me. Oh, it's pachad pchadim, pachad pchadim. All of a sudden the wind comes. It goes, you're looking down. I'm not joking. Hundreds of feet down. And some shugana decided to make a thing out of it. Okay. My says the Gemara, but Mayu Kimto, but the stuff. Even if you don't find a picture of me, Yosef, you could always find a picture of this place. People doing it. But not the same. Okay, I'll try to find the picture. Listen, instead of preparing the test for tomorrow, which I didn't look at yet, and this is shared in just a few hours, I'll just look for the picture for an hour. Makes sense. And I'll do the 8 minute after that. Bimayer give the Minnesota Maharo. Okay, so yes, so we said before in Rabbi Yosef ben Shol, what happened? The guy found an egg. There's two brises. One, he found an egg before daybreak, and we said the egg is mutter. The other one, we said it's also. Why was it also, the second one? Because that wasn't a fertilized egg. Says the Gemara, okay, so if it's not fertilized, if it's not fertilized, so what if you check the coop? Even if you didn't check the coop, should have the same halacha. Because maybe if you didn't check, maybe it is kosher, the egg, because maybe it is from before Yontif. Oh. See, what are you telling me? We're just trying to come to a certain point there. Typical classic Gemara. Ask a question just to get to the next point. So, you're telling me you have to check the coop, because if you didn't check the coop, this egg might be mutter. Maybe it was laid before Yontif. So even if you checked it, maybe it was laid before Yontif. How? The Rabbi Yochanan. What happened with the Rabbi Yochanan? When it comes out 51% and goes back into the body, that's considered laid. Who told you that's not what happened? Why can't you eat this egg? Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan l'shchiach. Okay, it's more shchiach, says Rashi. Listen to this. It's more probable that the chicken laid an egg at night, even though Marie Bruno says that, you know, you could take this chicken and paskin halachas based on it. It's more shchiach to lay an egg at night than to have a situation like of Rabbi Yochanan. The 51% came out and went right back into the body. Azay is. Fine. Bar Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Omer Rav. Once we mentioned Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, I want to tell you another halacha. Haytumo shchiko sakanti liguluya. Ground garlic is very, very bad. Don't eat it. Why? Because if a snake walks by ground garlic, it's going to eat from it and insert its venom into it. Fine. Brand new sugya, Rabbosai. Whole new thing. Everything we learned until now doesn't matter. Now brand new. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. This is the other halacha that Bishamai is more makel than Basil. That what? Oh, I forgot to bring my starter, my wife's starter. Okay, fine. Lomashana, you guys know what it looks like. You have starter. It's a gooey nothing. It ferments and it makes bread and it just makes chametz. That's all it does. It's not edible. It doesn't do anything. It's just a bunch of flour and whatever, the cultures in it. And it just, you take that, you put it in dough, and dough starts rising and it, okay. That's sa'ar. Not edible. And then you have chametz, which is a piece of chametz. Shmaka, pizza, cake, challah, chametz. Two things. The Torah says two things. So in this pasuk we have these two psukim. Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Tes, and Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Zayin. Sar, that's the starter. Lo yamatzu b'vateichem, v'lo yirah l'chol chametz. Two things, sar and chametz. Lo yirah v'lo yamatzu. So says the Gemara, and in the Mishnah we said, that according to Bishamai, there's a kula. That chametz, you need a larger shear. Sar is potent. It's mamish, the real deal. It's chametz. So it's a small shear kezayis. The larger shear is a kula. You're only over when you have that much more. You need more to be over the avera. So it's a kula. And that's Bishamai. Bishamai said there's a difference between sar and chametz. By the mind of Bishamai, where do they come up with this? Okay, lichtav rachmana chametz, v'lei b'yisar. So I showed you the pasuk. The pasuk says sa'ar and chametz. Why say two different things? Say one halacha and finish the story. And I would say, because if a piece of bread which cannot make other things chametz, the shear is a very small shear of a kizayis. Sa'ar shechimutzi kasha lekashkin. Certainly, the starter, which is that's where all chametz originates from. Certainly, it should be only kizayis. So the God of Rahman Allah, Melissa. Then why did the Torah say the word Tsar also? Two separate shiurim. Makes a lot of sense, right? No, not true, say Bisil. The God of Rahman is Tsar, Avaminim Shundi Chimutzi Kasha. If the pick one of the words, which one should the Torah say? Sar? Okay, I have a problem. If the Torah says just sar, so I'll say chametz is not included. Why sar is the originator? Maybe chametz is different. And forget it. Maybe only chametz is chametz, but sar you can't even eat. It's not edible. It's not re'el achilas kelev. Who's going to eat the starter? So maybe there's no chametz. Tzricha. Ubishamai, let's look at the Reb Zera. What about Reb Zera? Domer Reb Zera, pasuk hakozim sar, v'sim chametz. Look at this pasuk. Shiva asiyam sar. Starts with sar. And then it says, l'imazim v'deirem, k'chalo echem achmetzes. So we mix the two up. We start with one, go to the next, to machmetzes, chametz. In other words, the interchangeable. Now, the Gemara brings a pasuk. Beis Shammai don't have to hold of Reb Zera, who lived, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years after them. Who knows when he lived? But the fact is, they have to admit that this is a pasuk. What do they do with this pasuk? Forget about Reb Zera, this is a pasuk. Pasuk is a besar, besim chametz. Lo melacha, zeh sar, zeh chametz. Says Reb Zera, the two are the same. Sar and machmetzes are the same. Sar and chametz are the same. So what are they going to do with that? Says the Gemara, you're right. And that's how we explain the Mishnah. When it comes to eating something, sar, chametz, both the same. The same shear. What's the shear of achil in all of the Torah? Always kizayis. Always kizayis, besides Yom Kippur, which is coming up. Kikoseves agasa. There's one exception. When it comes, you're talking about nevela, kizayis. It's always a kizayis. Ki pligi linyan biur. To destroy the chametz, to get rid of the chametz, that is the nafkamina. That's why Bishami say that chametz is a larger shear. Okay, by the way, interesting shiloh when it comes to beer. If a person works on an Air Force base, the only way to get in there is with your fingerprint and facial identification, and there's a guard that recognizes everybody. You can't just get in there. Can you sell your chametz to a guy, knowing that the guy can never get in there? It's an interesting shiloh. And then what about you realize that Erev Yontev, you can't, let's say you can't sell your chametz to a guy. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, I think it's the Taz, says, When you sell your chametz to a guy, you can't just sell it to a guy and a whole list. You have to give him the keys. In other words, you have to give him access to get into your house. There's no access to this Air Force base. Okay, so you know you have another idea. You're going to be mafkir everything in your office. You have a bunch of cookies in your office on the Air Force base, but you can't be mafkir. Nobody can get in there. What kind of hefker is it when nobody could access your chametz? Is that considered hefker? Interesting shailas. Just thought about throwing it out here. Do you learn the idea of beer that's the same exact shear as achila of kizayis? Or perhaps Bishami say no, it's different, and that's why it's a larger shear, and one is a kizayis, and the other one is the size of a date. Another one. Just the same exact thing, just different words. Should Bishami or Misar because Zayas comes Kiseves? Bishami say it's a date. We say Loi Rezeves because Zayas. Fine. New sugya. Hashoychet Chayvoy Biyomtiv. So the word Hashoychet, and the Gemara doesn't go away from this. The Gemara admits that that's how it is. When it says Ha, means it's after the fact. Hashoychet. Otherwise, it should say shoychet. You are permitted to go ahead and check. From the fact that there's an extra hay here, means you shouldn't have done it, and you did it. Now what do you do? Ha shoychet. If that's the case, emes seifa, v'siloi mirim lo yishchot. V'silo are the ones that say, you shouldn't. You should, you could. L'chatchila you could, it seems like. Holy kashya. We're not talking about shechita. We're talking about the kisui adam. That's why it says Lo yishchot. We're not, because he's not referring to the shechita part. He's talking about, remember we had the sugya tomorrow's shir. The shir before. I'm confused. I don't know where I am. But anyways, the shir we just had, we're talking about kisei adam. And Beis Hillel say, don't. So we're talking about the kisei. Eime seifo, moedim shim shochad, shiach berbedegev yichaso. So over here, in case, nachamo, in case you're listening just to this shir and you're not listening to the next shir, so on Rosh Hashanah, I said the story of Rabbi Yashiv. I don't want to bore you, but I'm going to just say it quickly. You probably, some of you heard it three times already, but it's Gishmak. You have to chazer such a story over and over. Rabbi Yashiv was a Yerushalmi who never cried. Rabbi Zilushnei never saw his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, cry in his entire life, not by a levaya, by nothing. The one time he saw him cry was when he did kaparas, Erev Yom Kippur, and they brought in a shaychet. And the shaychet did the shechita, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, he wants to do the kisei adam, and he said yes, and he did the kisei, and he made the bracha on kisei adam, and he started crying in the middle of the bracha. It's emotional. One-time thing, like some people, I think I got pretty emotional, I don't know if I cried, by Birkas Lachama. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime bracha, that's it. Hopefully more than once, but... yeah. I actually said it twice already. I remember the first time. I was a kid. But some of you said it three times, no? You said it twice? You remember the first time? All right. Yalla. We're almost done. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Now that's the end of the Mishnah we learned. That everybody agrees that if you went ahead and you shechted, you dig up some dirt and you covered, and that we explained that's on the next daf. It doesn't mean you could dig, obviously, it means that the shovel is already in the ground. But that's not the point. The point is that it says that everybody agrees that you could cover the blood. Seems like the Reisha is not after the fact. So the Gemara says you're right. The word ha-shoichet means after the fact. But what's going on here is a little different. It's the shoichet that's going to ask a question. Not a person that shechted already and it's after the fact. It's a shoichet, Rabbi Avram Weisfish, going to ask a question. So that's different. Shabali Malach, and the case of Oimelo, and he asks the rabbi, what should I do? Should I shecht today? Three things you should do. Shecht, dig, cover. You're not allowed to shecht, unless you had the dirt ready. And Rabbi Yosef Omar, he's saying the same thing, just the order is slightly different. If you're shecht, go ask a question. What are they going to tell him? So he switches it up. First dig, then shecht, shchoit, v'chasei. That's the same. So what's going on? We have a machloikis. Do you dig the dirt, you make the dirt ready, and then you shecht? Or you shecht and you go look for dirt? What's the shayla? Maybe perhaps the machloikis is, I'm a rav. It's a shaylin rab. Maybe the machloikis is, do you need to make a sandwich out of the dirt? Do you need a bottom layer, blood, top layer? Or perhaps no, only a top layer. Now what? You should cover it in the dirt. Offer lay nemar. It doesn't say dirt. Ela be'ofar, in the dirt. It seems from here that you need to make a sandwich out of it. The Marisle, the Reb Yosef holds, Reb Zera. Therefore, he says, dig first, shecht second. In other words, make a bottom layer and then only afterwards shecht. And Rabbi who says that first you shecht, then you dig, because you can have the blood without a sandwich. And then you put the dirt on top of the blood. We hold you need a sandwich. You need two layers, a bottom and a top. So what's the machlokes? If you already have dirt, great. If you don't have dirt, you cannot shecht. Why? Because you might forget. Your ADD will kick in. You might go do something else. With ADD, I was just saying, on Yontif, people like me know exactly what I'm talking about. People might look at me like I'm crazy, but a lot of times, like somebody says, my wife tells me, go, I don't know, pay a bill, let's say. So I go on my phone, and somebody sent me something. So I go over here. Oh, great picture. And then I put my phone away. She comes to me like 2 hours later, did you pay the bill? I said, ooh, I did pick up the phone for a second to pay, but completely, you know what I'm talking about? It happens. Okay, yeah. Everybody here is ADD. Givaldi. Okay, so that's basically what happened over here. He he thought he's going to shecht. And then all of a sudden he got all confused. And it didn't work out. Says, this is better. If you don't allow you might come to prevent him from a Simchas Yontif, and that's not good. Mamish, it's unbelievable. We're heading into Yontif, Simchas Yontif, what's important, all the things that we learned on the following daf, Simchas Yontif also, you let it be Michal Yontif, Mukhtza, this, Simchas Yontif, Rabboisai, we should have a good Kibben Shior, Gemar Chasimah Toiva, we'll see you tomorrow in just a few hours. Have an easy, a meaningful fast, meaningful, easy fast.